John, and I was born in London. I am no vulture, this is my culture. The laws of nature, they allow lesson free. We come from chaos, you cannot change us, cannot explain us, and that's what makes us. We are the ageless, we are teenagers, we are the focus out of the hopeless. We are the last chance, we are the last dance. One drop in all of this ocean, not gotta be causing commotion. One drop, not full of the motion, not got no proper emotion. One drop, all of this ocean, get proper, full of the motion, get proper, proper emotion, not gotta be causing commotion. Change us, cannot explain us, and that's what makes us. We are the ageless, we are teenagers, we are the focus out of the hopeless. We are the last chance, we are the last dance. One drop in all of this ocean, not gotta be causing commotion. One drop, not full of the motion, not got no proper emotion. One drop, all of this ocean, get proper, full of the motion, get proper, proper emotion, not gotta be causing commotion. Explain us, and that's what makes us. We are the ageless, we are teenagers, we are the focus out of the hopeless.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 209. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by John Lydon's Public Image Limited, or PIL, as he declares them to be now. That song is called One Drop, and that's on the band's new album, This Is PIL, which came out May 28th on the band's own PIL official label. John Lydon doing it all there, I guess. And he's assembled an interesting band there and put together an interesting album. I like that track quite a bit. It definitely speaks to the band's early dub influences, and they carry him a little bit further throughout the album, and one track kind of dubsteppy, where he seems to mock dubstep, which I think is a good thing to mock. Well, I've got lots of music this week, and we're going to stretch a little long if you don't mind, but that's okay. We were short the last couple of weeks, and it all evens out, right? Let's jump into a new track here. This is upcoming music from Cosmo Jarvis. The song is Girl From My Village.
I'm not gonna talk like she was my friend, but she died and I started to cry. She hung out in the village where I hung out, didn't know her well at all, but her soul was fine. She saw many of the same things I have seen, and I bet she had her own grand dreams. Now a girl just a few years older than me has been taken from the world for no reason, it seems. I see a million bad people a day, and I know they're bad people, but they won't go away. They're popping up places everywhere that I see. So who decided she was gonna be the person to leave? It could have been me. So easily, another good girl goes away, while the bad guys get to stay. I don't get it, I don't know what to say, and I'm sorry you were thrown away. She could have done so much more, but now the chance has been taken away. I wish I could have done something for her, like go and get death and try and get in his way. A life cut short while others drag and plot and steal and scheme. Now a girl from the same damn village as me has been taken from the world for no reason, it seems. I see a million bad people a day, and I know they're bad people, but they won't go away. They're popping up places everywhere that I see. So who decided she was gonna be the person to leave? It could have been me. So easily, another good girl goes away, while the bad guys get to stay. I don't get it, I don't know what to say, and I'm sorry you were thrown away. So easily, another good girl goes away, while the bad guys get to stay. I don't get it, I don't know what to say, and I'm sorry you were thrown away. And I'm sorry you were thrown away.
Blessed hill.
How could such a sunny little song be so divisive? That is Song for Lee by the band The Walkmen. That's on their album Heaven, which came out on May 29th on Fat Possum Records. That song was written by Hamilton Lighthouser for his daughter Lee. Some people find that song to be overly sappy in the album Middle of the Road, but that's my favorite song on the album. So I'm not sure what it says about me or my level of sophistication, but that's a pretty good song, I think, on an album that has taken a few knocks in the press. Before that, we heard from Cosmo Jarvis with the song Girl from My Village. Name of the album is Think Bigger, and it comes out on July 17th on 25th Frame Records. Cosmo Jarvis, based out of Devon in the UK, and I think this is the second album of his that I've gotten, and I really enjoy this. I think he's writing some fantastic songs, some fantastic lyrics, very underrated, and probably somebody we'll hear from some time to come. I guess I need to let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, pick good music, and keep you coming back week after week. Sometimes it doesn't happen like that, though. Sometimes I read a review of a band and I think, well, sure, I'll give that a shot. And I talk to a promoter, or maybe the promoter talks to me first. I get the album, spend a week with it, and I'm just not impressed. And that's the case with the next song I've got here. I'm going to play something from Al City. And this is a song called Shooting Star. It is the title track of a 4-song EP, which predates an album, which will be out, I guess, in a few months. Honestly, I liked that Firefly song years ago. I thought it was very much in touch with the Postal Service. And since Postal Service wasn't going to be Postal Service anymore, I'm glad that someone was. This new album, it slides way into the pop and top 40 sort of feel, and it just doesn't do a thing for me. But true to the podcast, if I get it, I'm going to play it for you. So let's start this set off with Al City with the song Shooting Star.
Brighter than a shooting star, so shine no matter where you are.
Fluffy little set there, wasn't it? We ended things off with Regina Spektor with the song Don't Leave Me. That's on her new album What We Saw from the Cheap Seats, which came out May 29th on Sire Records. That song is one of several that I'm sure will be singles from the album that you're going to hear all over radio. They're just so good. And the album itself, solid through and through. So I suggest you pick that one up. Good stuff. Before that, Owl City with the song Shooting Star. And that is the title track of a four-song teaser EP that, well, let's just say I'm not the target audience for Owl City. I do see I'm about out of time, though, so let me wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 209. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any social media outlet, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Last couple of weeks have been busy for Too Much Rock. You'll find lots of new show reviews out there and lots of photos. from that Danzig show, from the Penguin Prison show, from the Best Coast show, and there's a few things coming up here soon. Destroyer on the 10th at the Granada, Pinback the 14th at the Riot Room. Going to do Love Below on the 21st at the Newsroom. And I don't know. We'll see what else. I think I left things open intentionally so I can just pop in and catch some shows at fun venues. Let's see. Let's wrap things up this week with Burzum. Yes, it's a black metal ending again. This is the project of Varg Vikernes, who I don't know. There's really no reason to go through the history, but if Norwegian black metal has mythology, he is it. The name of the new album is Skiptar. It is a long epic poem in Icelandic that he has set to music, and I think maybe embellish some of the poetry, or I don't know, because I don't speak Icelandic or Norwegian, so getting inside of his head is not easy and probably not a good place to be anyway. The song I'm going to play is called Gullaldr, which I think translates to Golden Age. It is a 10-minute track, so put on your seatbelts. But it is not bombastic, and it's not going to scare your dog. In fact, there are moments that are kind of Slint-like. So crazy, crazy ways that black metal is transforming. So let's leave you with this. This is Burzum with the song Gullaldr. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Morgur loðinjar Gengur óðinn sonur Við orm vega Drepur af móði Miðgarð vegur Múnu alir allir Heim Stór rýðja Gengur Fett nýjú Fjörgin jarbúr Nefur Frá naðri Nýðs Og kvíðnum Jörð úr egi alla forsa. Frigur arnýver. Svo á fjalli. Fiska veiðir.
Finnask æsir.
Aldrar dag.